We are learning Masechta Sukkah, Daf Yud Gimel Amud Beis. We are beginning the second line from the top of Yud Gimel Amud Beis. Darush Mareimar, Hani is Siraisa the Surah Misachim Behu. These bundles of Surah, which is these bundles of reeds that they're made to sell. You don't dry out Kanim. It's not what you dry out. You just sell it in bundles. So Hani is Siraisa the Surah Misachim, we use it for Schach, and there's no Gzera of Gzeris Oitzer. Afagav the Ogdon, even if you tied it, it's a bundle. Leminyona ba'amu dog, you just tied it for account. It's like what we have by bamboo. You tie bamboo together, it's only there just to have a count together. You want to sell a bundle of 50, so you tie it together. But it's not made, it's not the way you dry it out. You don't dry it out in the bundles, therefore there is no shash of Gzeras Chavilim, Gzeris of Oitzer, on these type of reeds, on Kanim. Amra Baba, Hani Tsarifa de Orvini. They used to make, sometimes when people used to go out to the fields, they needed some kind of tent, they used to take a bunch of these big branches and they used to tie it very tightly on top, but on top of the branches where there was no leaves, tie it very well, and then it spread over a big area, and on the bottom they used to put a thread through it to hold it together, and they made it into a tent. They had these big branches. What? No, it's not even mats. This is like it looks like a teepee or a tent. And what it is like it pictures a huge branch with a bunch of leaves going different ways. Like, you know, let's say there's big green trees with a bunch of leaves. See, just at the ends where they cut it, they put it all in one place, tied it with a string, and then it draped over the ground like 5 feet. And you had inside the whole tent of 5 feet. A lot of the svarim have pictures of it. So on top it's tied, and on the bottom it's sewn in. It's called Tzrifa d'Orvini. So Rabbi, how much Tzrifa d'Orvini is now? Kivan Shahutra Rosh Madanim, if you untie the top knot, Rosh Madanim Shalom, Ksherim, it's kosher to use for schach. Freit the Gemara Kasha, but still tied on the bottom. V'haya gidim etatoy. It seems like if we tie it on top and bottom, it would be a problem, because this would be exerus oitzer, I guess you do dry it out sometimes that way. But like upon him, the question is, I tie on the bottom, v'gidim etatoy, it's sewn in on the bottom. On a popular sharulu, you take untie the bottom also. Even if you say you didn't untie the bottom, call eged and also tattle me eged. Anytime it's not tied good enough, and if you pull it, it's just going to fall apart. That's not called eged. And like we said, on the bottom, it just threaded through. It's not really tied well because the branches will go all over the place if you just use the bottom tie. So here, if you pull one branch, the whole thing will flap and break. What? If it's tied well, it sounds like it's a problem. Sounds like it's a problem.
Smooth, like bamboo mats.
What?
Like bamboo mats.
No, it's definitely not Xeris Chavilim, because there it's not something you dry. It has to be something you dry out. We said before, Asuraisa the Surah, that you've done bundles, good bundles, is not a problem. It has to be Dr. Devon. It seems like over here, these are something that you would dry once. It would be Xeris Chavilim. The only reason it's not Xeris Chavilim here, because it's going to fall apart. So the Gemara writes, "Amar Rav Abba Amar Shmuel, Yerakos she'amru chacham Adam yeis dechavas haPesach. All the vegetables that are kosher for Maror, these type of vegetables are very thin vegetables, and they would dry out eventually. So the halacha is about these vegetables like this: Mevi'in es haTumah. It can be called the oil to bring Tumah, which means if one part of this vegetable is on top of a mace, and under another part of the vegetable is a keli." The halach is, it brings tumma from here to here because it has din oil. It has a din oil. But the ain chaitzim for tumma. Even though it has din oil, it's not chaitzim for tumma. Usually, the oil will black tumma from above it. So, if you went on top of the oil and there was a tefach between the oil and the mace, you wouldn't have tumma on top. Here, it won't be chaitzim. Now, why not? It's a big problem. Why not? So, Rashi says, first of all, it's only midrabanon that they weren't soymech on it to be a chatzitza. And the reason Rashi gives is because the reason is because it's not, it's really a food, but it's really a food. So if it's really a food, then it's Rashi is, then the problem is, so what's pshat? It's ma'al. Why is it oil then? To make it, it's charet shved. Why is it oil? It sounds like the raisa is oil, but it's not makabel tuma. So what's the same with the raisa? It's really should be chaitzitz because it's not makabel tuma. The shaila is if it's an oichel, why is it not makabel tuma? So Rashi says food is makabel tuma. Let's just give a akdama for that. If something's a food, it's makabel tuma, so it can't be called the oil. Oil is a binyan, is a building. It has to be something that's not makabel tumah. Something that's makabel tumah, something that's a food or a keli, can't be called an oil. So Rashi says over here that it's chaytze mederaisa. Really, it's a chatzitza mederaisa because it's not makabel tumah, because it's not a food. And so then he says, but lemaisa mederabanan, we said it's not chaytze. That's why mederaisa, it brings tumah because it's oil. But mederabanan, it's not chaytze. Why not? Because it might dry out. That's what he says here. But Rashi later on says it is roi, is a food roi l'makabel tumah, and the raya is that it's mara. So Tosfos says, so Shukos Tira in Rashi, Tosfos says the Talmud Toya wrote this in Rashi, and the pshat that Tosfos comes out is that it was not hukshru l'tumah. The reason why it's not makabel, about that it's a food, but it's not makabel tumah because it didn't have hechshem. So therefore it's not makabel tumah, and therefore it could be called a oil. That's how Tosfos learns. But either way we learn is like this. It's called an oil, but it can't be chaytzitz. Because on one hand, it's a food or it's not a food. So therefore, l'chumra, it's oil, but it's not a chatzitza. And then it comes to schach. What about schach? So it says, u'poislim besukkah mishum aver. What it means like this, avada, it's posel schach. Why? Because it's a food. But there's a difference between posel schach and ear. Posel schach only posel the sukkah if it's four tefachim wide. Masha'ike, if you have an open space of ear in your sukkah, then it's three tefachim. So how do you look at this food? If it's pasul schach, so then four tefachim are pasul. If it's ear, then it's three tefachim. The Gemara is a chiddush. This piece of food, it's like ear. A pasul v'sukkah m'shem avir. It's pasul v'sukkah because of ear. My time mikim nechi yafshi parchi v'nafli kemar l'sandami. Since if it dries out, it's gonna fall down, and it won't be here anymore. It's like it's not here already. It's not here already, and therefore has a din of aver. It's possible but three. That's the halacha, that these yirakas, since these vegetables are very thin and they dry out easily, so therefore they are possible as chach mishum aver. Just to recap, you have these vegetables. These vegetables that are very thin. So the halacha is that the rabbanon said they can't be soymechanet for chatzitza because maybe it's going to dry out. But before they dry out, midaraisa they call the chatzitza because they're not makabel tumah. Two pshatim, why not makabel tumah? Either Rashi's, one of Rashi's pshatim that it's not a food, which we don't like. The other pshat is it's not makabel tumah because you don't have hechsher. But avada, it's a food. So therefore, midarabanon, because it's going to dry out, it's not chos mei tumah. And there's another halacha that it's possible as chach. But not only medin food is a possible, even medin avir it's possible because it's going to dry out. And therefore, it's an afkamina. Because if it would be a problem of food, it's only possible with four tefachim. But now that it's a problem of ear, it's possible even three tefachim. If you have three tefachim wide yerakos, already it passes your entire sukkah.
Is that pshat why schach that doesn't last for 7 days is possible?
So it could be, yeah, it could be that's the pshat also, that's a big shiloh. So it sounds like from Rashi, that's a dry ass, only a chumrah. But you're asking, the lechayra, it's a shiloh of not lasting 7 days, so then it's a problem with the raisa of schach. And the Rishash seems to say like you. The Rishash like this: because of Iran and we nay, the chol dava also siavas b'serich zayin. Anything's gonna dry out within 7 days. Af ma'achshav upasal zokta Rishash v'nirali mida raisahu umetam de ena ruuya lezayin. He says it's possible to rise, but it's not ruuya lezayin. It's not gonna last 7 days. Therefore, it's possible to rise. That's what Iran learns. And in the Mishabura and the Sharetzi and the Tofresh Choptes. Sivkot Lam and Hey Meshavruah and Sharatzi and there brings 2 days if it's Minatayra or not. This psul of drawing out, is it Minatayra or Midrabanan? Al Kapon, we're coming out, if you put out a pschach, that's possible schach, but it's drawing out type of schach, it'll be possible within avir, within ear, and not within open space, not within food. Moshe is good?
Amazing.
So what now we're going to a sugya about yodois loichlim. We know food is not a kosher eschach because of a kabel tumah. There's a halacha in Masechtas Uksin, something called a yad. A yad is something you use to metaltal, to carry the food around, like natural yad. A handle of a food is also considered food. If a food has a handle, for example, say grapes, a bundle of grapes, and you use the cluster of the branches, the cluster of grapes to carry it around. So then the halacha is those clusters also makabel tumah because they are yad le grapes. So the shaila is when I have a shaila, they use that for schach and all other things about that. Amrav Huna, habaitzer legas. Let's say you're taking grapes and you're using it you want to make wine out of it. And some branches are still attached. Some of the vines of the branches are still attached. The halacha is ain't yadis. Those things are not makabel tuma. Why? Because the last thing I want in my wine are branches. I want to get rid of all of it. I don't want it here. So I'm not trying to carry the grapes around. I'm trying to make wine out of this. Therefore, the branches have no din of yad that's makabel tuma. Habayitza legas ain't lo yadis. Has no din yad. Rav Nasha v'gadam Rav Huna hakoytza l'schach. If you're using, let's say, stalks of wheat for schach. So there's wheat attached to it. Ein lo yodas. The stalks are kosher. The brand, the part that's attached, the shaft, the part that's attached to the wheat is kosher for schach. It's a yad. No, because I don't want that. I don't want the wheat to be my schach. It's possible schach. And the only thing that's kosher, we're talking about you have roiv kosher schach over the wheat. There's more stalks than the wheat. So as if it's kosher schach. So I don't want the wheat. So if I don't want the wheat, it can't be called a yad. I don't even want it here. So he says, it's not din yad, it's not mekabel tuma. So we have two mandiyam here, Rav Abba and Rav Menashe. Mandiyam koitzer, which is Rav Menashe, he says koitzer is not a yad, kolshkin boitzer. Of course, by boitzer is not a yad. Dlenichele, there he definitely does not want the branches. You don't want him to absorb the wine. Those branches, not only doesn't taste good, it'll absorb the wine, take away from my wine. I definitely don't want those branches here. Mandama Baitzer Shen Yodo is the Mandama says, which is Rabbi Abba, who says Baitzer has no yad, Abba Koitzer Yashu Yodo. By him, maybe he holds that a schach is the yad, the nichle is sachabuhu. It might say he wants the wheat kernels attached to his schach. Why? Kehechel lalav adron. If he just has the straw, the stalks on his sukkah, it'll blow away. Those wheat kernels are holding it down. So I do want the wheat kernels. Even though the pasul is chach, I want them there. They're holding it down, shouldn't blow away. So now it becomes a yad. Becomes a yad already. Therefore, he'll hold that, Rav Abba will hold that is mekabel tuma. So you have a chalkas of Abba and Rav Menashe, if by schach are there yodos loichlim. That's a chalkas of Rav Menashe and Rav Abba. Rav Menashe holds what? Rav Menashe holds that it's not a yad. And Rav Abba holds it is a yad. Zok to Gemara. Maybe it's machloikus. Named Rav Menashe by Gadya Tanoim. Maybe it's machloikus Tanoim. The Thailand and the Braisa, Soichet Te'enim, branches of figs, Uvehem Te'enim, and there are Te'enim attached to it. Parchilim, these clusters of grapes, Uvehem and Ovim, and there are grapes in it. What's Parchilim in English?
Parchilim
is not fig. Parchilim, Uvehem and Ovim is these cluster of grapes, and there's grapes attached to it. Koshim, the vines, okay. Koshim, these straw, v'hem shabalim, on it has wheat. Machbeidois, it's like these brooms, v'hem tamarim, which is made out of lovim, it's from a palm tree, and v'hem tamarim, and there's dates attached to it. So all these things, kulam, if you put them, use them as schach, so you have these branches, these vines, these brooms, and you're using them for your schach. Brooms mean from a palm tree. And there's fruit attached to it. What's the halacha? Kulam im psoilus brum v'ala oichlim, if it's more psoilus than the oichlim, Ksheira, it's kosher, because you have roiv schach kosher. Majority of schach kosher. I'm lav psulav. No, it's possible. That's what Tanakama says. Acheir moir mimachi yu kosher merub mal yodas. You need that the branches are more than the oichlim and the yodas. What are the yodas? Rashi says, the part that's next to the food, that you use to carry the food. Beis yad somach loichl, Rashi says. So what do you see over here? There's a bachleikas in this braisa, when you use schach, is the yodos a yad. Tanakama says, no, the yad is not mekabel tuma. The Acherim say, yes, yad is mekabel tuma. If we need more branches than the yodos and the oichlim. So we just had a machlokes Rav Nashia and Rav Abba, if kof schach is a yodos or not. Sounds like a machlokes Tanoim. So tomorrow, my lab, how can we forget the marasov yeshlam yodos, marasov yeshlam yodos. So tomorrow, you're right. The Rav Abba, vade tanoi. Rav Abba, for sure, who holds that by schach, there is a din yad. He obviously holds the machlokes tanoim here because there's no way he could shtim with the Tanakama. No way he could be reconciled with Tanakama. Tanakama says that these soichet te'enim are the no yad, and Rav Abba holds that when you do schach it is a yad. So Rav Abba for sure has to be tanoim. He has to hold it acheru. But the more says Rav Nashi holds there's no yad, it could be here is worse. He could shtim with both tanoim. The Rav Nashi by God the milay metanoim. Is it machlokes tanoim? Usually, regular schach that you use branches with fruits attached to it, it's not a yad. Why over here is there a yad? Here you see achirim hold that it's a yad. What's pshat? I using v'schach. And v'schach, usually you don't want the food. And he doesn't hold the svara that's going to blow away. He doesn't hold that svara. So what's pshat over here? It's considered a yad. You actually cut these branches in order to eat. Now, when you order to eat, then you want a yad, so you should be able to carry it around. And then you decide to use a v'schach. You start using v'schach. So there is machlekes. So he says, if you cut a v'schach, it's not a yad according to Rav Menashe. Here it's machlekes. If it's a yad or not, you cut it for food. So now, if you cut it for food, why tak is it not a yad? The Rabbanon here say, the Agur and the Acherim say it's not a yad. Why tak is not a yad? You cut it for food. Yachi. What's behind the Rabbanon? What's behind the Rabbanon? Since you changed your mind, you bottled machshava that had a mind to say that it's for food, and that's why now it's not a yad anymore. Could you battle a something with a machshava? If you cut something l'shem food, could you just battle a machshava? You cut out shame food. You did a ma'aseh l'shem food. How can you be battle with a machshava? But tonight we learned in the Mishnah. That kol ha-kelim, this Mishnah is talking about leather kelim. Now you have a piece of leather, you worked it out, now it's all tanned, it's called tanned, you worked it, made it into leather now. Now, there's two things you can use for it. Either you can use a leather tablecloth, you know people do have these days leather tablecloth, it's fake leather, there's a real leather tablecloth, or you can use it to fashion it into a pair of shoes. So what's the halacha? This, you just made a piece of leather, is it mekabel tuma or not? So the halach is, if you had a machshav on it, that this is it, I want it the way it is now, and use it for a tablecloth, it's mekabel tum already. And now, let's say I say, you know what, I want to use it for shoes. Does it make it, and now it's not ready for shoes, does it make it ois mekabel tum or not? So the halach is, until you start cutting it for shoes, it doesn't become not mekabel tum. Because you know, ma'isa devat machshava. You know, ma'isa devat machshava. Says the Mishnah like this.
What? What if you didn't have a mind anything?
If you didn't have mind anything, it's not mekabel tuma either, because then maybe I'm turning to shoes. It's not finished product. So vatanan kol hakelim yoridim l'tumas machshava. Machshava makes it become tuma. And oilim l'tumas el v'shina ma'isa. The only way to make it add it to this tuma, make it into not complete product, only with a shina ma'isa. You start cutting it. Why? Because ma'isa moitzav de ma'isa omayad machshava. If you do a ma'isa, it's moitzav de ma'isa de machshava. Machshava, but machshava ina moitzia leiv de ma'isa machshava. But machshava does not exclude, does not break, not a ma'isa and not a machshava. So machshava alone can't do it. So the question over here is, if the case of this Tanakama is that a mind for food, and that's pshat and achirim wahez din yad, so what's pshat and rabbanon? Oh, okay, I thought of it now for schach, how could a machshava change that? The Gemara says, oh, maybe, I'll tell you, v'chitem, how do you kelim, the chashivi, kelim that are chashiv, their machshava alone can't do anything. Ava yodos, the tzarech achila ninu, the whole yada is just a subordinate for achila. Maybe the machshava works. Maybe machshava nas, machshava salka. But the Gemara is saying not like that. But now I'm going to show you the Mishnah, not like that. And we're going to show Mishnah like that. We have to come back to a pshat. And Amnietz Hashem, on tomorrow's shir, we will start again. We'll recap what we're learning in the Gemara, and because it's the middle of the cheshbon, and we're going to start again from Vatanan and work out the cheshbon again. Amnietz Hashem.